The drums of war echoing through the Western medias have been carrying the message that North Korea is an aggressive power led by irrational leaders and that South Korea and the U.S. are beleaguered defenders of the free world, says Betsy Yoon, a member of Norudol. But the historical context is that of a 60-year-old war. The large-scale war games the United States, she says, has been conducted for decades.
Simulate a variety of attacks on North Korea, including nuclear attack. If North Korea were to destabilize, then the United States and South Korea have a plan of military action to go into the country.
And while President Obama stated that North Korea has violated the 1953 armistice,
a peace treaty was supposed to have been signed within 6 months, and foreign troops are supposed to leave Korean soil. Another aspect of the fact that the Korean War is still ongoing is what's called the Northern Limit Line, which is the immediate cause of this latest incident. The Northern Limit Line is a maritime border that was drawn unilaterally by the U.S. Navy. It's not included in the Armistice Treaty, and it's also not an internationally recognized maritime border. The United States currently has wartime command over South Korean troops, and in the instance of war, the head of the South Korean military is a United States four-star general.
Why, says Ju-Yeon Ri, also from Norudol, has no one in the media mentioned that as part of the exercises preceding the incident, the U.S.-South Korean militaries had fired 5,000 shells in the disputed waters? And what is the cost of these military maneuvers? Sarah Flanders from the International Action Center gave a historical background of U.S. naval provocations.
U.S. ships coming right to the coast of North Vietnam at the time and then claiming they were fired on. It was called the Gulf of Tonkin incident. And immediately came U.S. congressional resolution within 24 hours. We could think back to Remember the Maine, which led to the war against the Philippines and the U.S. as a power coming into Asia, along with the seizure of Puerto Rico and Cuba. So it's not unusual for the U.S. to use a naval exchange and a complete fraud in order to launch a war.
Ardeshir Omani from the American-Iranian Friendship Committee said that it is no surprise that Korea is a divided country.
The unity of the people of a country is detrimental to the interests of U.S. imperialism.
And so the activists pledged to speak as one voice, and on Friday, over 200 turned out at Herald Square near Koreatown in Manhattan to denounce U.S. militarism.
Stop the lies! Stop the war! U.S. out of Korea!
Ben Becker from International Answer connected the economic crisis with increased military spending.
2 million people yesterday lost their unemployment benefits, and yet they are risking another military conflagration in Korea that could again take hundreds of thousands of lives, again spend billions of dollars that will only go to the military profiteers and the banks. They always want to tell us that we have some foreign enemy. If it's not Iran, it's North Korea, China, Cuba, it was Iraq or Afghanistan. Our enemies are not in some distant lands. Our enemies are the people who are kicking others out of their jobs, out of their homes, the Wall Street cronies who are ruining our country from the inside.
For the WBI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.